Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
When last we were in Murondoy, Divine suggested to Ryan that they try counseling, after which he would accept any decision he makes. Later, he and Pepper were having lunch, which he cooked for her, and Divine arrived and helped herself to some. An angry Pepper told Ryan that he would have to choose between her and Divine, and a heated argument ensued between the two women, during which some pepper spilled into Pepper's eyes, which Divine insisted was accidental. As we return, Sister Patsy is at Sunny's shop.
Sister Patsy?
Good day, Sunny.
Like you ain't practicing social distancing at all, girl. Is every day you up on the road?
Like I should have find another shop to pick up these two groceries.
I just saying. With coronavirus out there, we got to be very careful, Patsy.
Well, thanks for putting the sanitizer by the door. And I must say, the village council doing a good job advising people.
Well, we're working hand in hand with the Ministry of Communities. Had to come up with some emergency plans to help fight this thing.
I'm glad. Because big people like me can't afford to get sick.
This thing affecting big and little people. Anyhow, why are you down the road every day?
Like you're monitoring my movement, Sonny.
I just saying, Patsy. The safest thing you can do is stay in your house. Ignatius said you've been by he with some papers for some land your daughter buying.
Oh, don't worry with he. He vexed because I question if he could still make children. Anyway, how was supposed to live, Sonny? I must lie down and dead?
Here, from now on, when you want groceries, call me and I'm going to deliver it for you.
I see the supermarket up the road doing though. But me money ain't rich for go there and shop steady. And I rather support the small businesses.
Alright, just call me.
But Sonny, you really think you should be out and about? You in a diabetic?
Yes.
You hear what they say about this coronavirus? If you got underlying conditions, you are more at risk.
I know. That's why I'm taking my precautions. Once I'm out in the public, I'm wearing the mask. And I'm making sure to wash and sanitize my hands regularly.
Well, I guess as the village chairman, you can't help going out.
Right. I got my duties to perform.
Well, I hope when this whole thing over, you're going to be okay.
Yes, dear.
By the way, you got any more sanitization supplies?
You didn't collect none?
Yeah, but wait, that's supposed to last me forever.
Oh, Patsy, is you alone living in the house?
I thought you got these things through the Ministry of Communities.
Yes, we did. Look, man, all right. I'm going to arrange to drop some more by you.
By the way, I noticed them boys still picking up the garbage on time every week. I hope y'all doing everything in y'all power to make sure that they are protected, you know.
Yes, man. They got personal protective gears and the proper tools for handling the waste.
Good. But another thing, they got any support for people who lose income during this time? I mean, people still got the bills and stuff to pay, you know.
Yes, Patsy. They're working on it.
Good. Because we all got to come out of this alive.
Wait, Divine. You mean for tell me the pepper going pepper ice?
Yes, girl. And if you hear how she's hollering.
You sure you don't do it on purpose, Divine?
I swear, Miss Dinah, I had a pepper in my hands and she just come rushing towards me.
Wow.
Oh, Ryan, you really got to learn to control two women.
Miss Dinah, Ryan got one wife.
Look, I ain't never with all young people. Unique, you try with Kevin, yeah?
Me and Kevin, good.
Good. All y'all got to do now is give me great grandchildren.
When the time is right, Granny.
I don't know what y'all waiting on. It's almost a year y'all done married already.
So we must enjoy marriage life a little bit?
Look, y'all got the rest of y'all life to enjoy one another. The younger you make your children, the better for you. You're going to be 28 this year, Unique. You're going to wait till you meet 40.
All right, Granny.
And this is for you too, Divine. Make y'all children while y'all young.
Miss Dinah, to be honest, I ain't sure I want children.
You see? It's so with some of y'all career women. Just because y'all got a big work, suddenly y'all ain't want children.
Even before I got a job, I wasn't sure.
Nonsense. If y'all mothers and fathers is thinking like y'all, none of y'all won't be here.
Well, we all know Mommy didn't plan me. She became a teenage mother by accident.
The main point is that you go through with the pregnancy. Don't get smart with me, Unique.
I just saying.
Children are a blessing. You won't find time for idle as much. You went and had a whole affair on your husband.
Granny!
Divine is like me grandchild too. And I could talk to she however I feel. Y'all got to make better decisions for your life.
I hear you, Miss Dinah.
So wait, if we decide not to have children, we're going to be considered not woman enough? Is that what you're saying, Granny?
I'm saying that y'all ain't got no excuse to not want children. Both of y'all married to good men and y'all ain't want for nothing. It's not like when I got to struggle with Randa or when the thief Joan from me.
All right, Granny.
Take my stupid advice, yeah? You all and want to end up old and lonely like some people.
Well, to be honest, some people got all the children and grandchildren in the world and still old and lonely.
Yep.
You two, y'all got a response to everything, eh? Hi-ya. Make children, y'all hear what I'm telling y'all. Even if it's one, good. I go in and check up on this cook-up.
Sorry, girl.
It's all right. Like she said, I'm her grandchild too.
Anyway, girl, what was it you wanted to tell me?
Well, Ryan agreed to go counseling.
Wow, that's good, Divine.
To me, that means he still loves me and deep down inside wants us to remain married. I mean, why he ain't filed divorce papers yet if he was serious?
Yeah. Pepper, no?
No.
Oh.
I don't think he wants her to find out.
But what gonna happen if y'all decide to work it out?
What gonna happen? She will have to go.
Girl, it sounds a little messy to me. I mean, you don't throw the pepper in the woman's eyes.
It was an accident.
All right. Accident.
But here, what? It's something else I wanted to talk to you about.
What?
I want you to go to the doctor with me.
What? What happened?
I've been getting this steady belly pain and I really don't know as well.
Oh, shoots.
I kind of frightened for go by myself.
All right. Sure, I can go with you. When you want we go?
Tomorrow?
Okay.
Y'all got to remember the scripture said to be fruitful and multiply.
Oh gosh, Granny, like you ain't gonna done?
No, I ain't gonna done until I hold him a great grand.
Son, me glad to see you, man.
Yeah, Dad. I know catching up on some old news. Like how the oil crash and so, man.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, it went as low as $20 a barrel.
And that was an 18-year low.
Yep.
This corona thing really messing up a lot of things, man. It's gonna be a while for these places to recover.
Yes, the economy in a mess in many places, Anil.
I'm wondering though, how these low prices would affect the people working on ExxonMobil in Guyana though? You think it gonna affect their salaries and so?
Nah, man. Remember people working with contracts.
Yeah, that's true.
If anything, it just slows up the progress. Slows up productivity. Slow up everything really, man.
And that could probably have long-term consequences. We got to think what effect it gonna have on the contract we have.
Well, remember it's just the lease of phase one we get an oil from right now. So there is just one contract we're talking about.
No, but if this coronavirus lasts for a whole year, imagine if you got to shut down this place for a whole year. That's going to take a long time to recover, Daddy.
Well, thankfully, I don't think that will be the case.
Hey, Guyana got the blessings in oil, but at the same time, there's so much issues around it.
Yes, but I got faith in ExxonMobil, man. It's not a little stupidy oil company we're dealing with, you know. These people are exports. And regardless of the price of oil, we don't have a contract with them that can pump billions into the economy.
How the Guyanese people supposed to enjoy the money if this coronavirus and disappear soon?
Bye. Be patient, son. It's not the first time we're facing a pandemic.
Oh, that's true.
We've been through worse.
That's true. Hey, but Daddy, you know a lot of people are already making a lot of plans for spending money.
How are they spending it, Daniel? People got to humble themselves. And don't expect handouts. The money is to invest in the country.
I like Mina and any other children me and Mala have. Them children gonna be the real beneficiaries of the oil.
Yes, that's why we gotta make sure that the foundation set right for them now.
Yep.
Talking about children, you and Mala make a back?
I walk in Ponche. Just a little cold with me.
Well, what you expect, Anil?
But I cut out all contacts with Benicio. I even blocked your number so she can't contact me.
Good. Then you're serious.
Yes. But like the going one of Mali here and out the other.
You can forgive you a little time, man. The girl love you. I just hurt she hurt.
I understand that, Daddy. I can never forgive myself for hurting she like though. Never again. These random women ain't worth losing my wife.
Random women? It's more than one you had?
Yeah, you know what I mean, man.
Take care.
It's just one time, Daddy. I swear I never cheat no other time on Marlo.
Well, I want you to be honest about one thing with me.
What?
You say only one time things happen with you and the Spanish girl. That true?
Well,
you see, me know you're a lie, man.
Daddy, please. Marlo can never find out. I'm trying to win she back, okay?
Me go tell you this one time. I better you be straight up with she up front. Is Marlo calling you?
No. Some strange number me recognize.
Well, that's it, though. Who's a businessman? You never know his who by.
Hello? What? Woman, is who phone you using to call me?
What is this, by?
Look. Listen. Talk English. Talk English. You know me not understand enough Spanish.
You see? This is the nonsense.
Were you there? It means... Where are you? In Marundai?
What?
Benicio, tell me you're joking, woman. Tell me you're joking.
You have been listening to today's episode of Marundai.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost tip or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Marundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.